Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Kuya Silver, traded on the CSE under the symbol KUYA and on the OTCQB under the symbol KUYAF. I'm chatting with the president and CEO, David Stein. Now, David, let's follow up on a news release that came out today, just a couple hours ago. It is the drill results from the Bethania Silver Project. It's all 5,000 meters of that planned program, all being released in this news release. David, just bring everybody up to speed again on what the strategy was here for really Kuya's first pass at drilling here at Bethania. Overall strategy, please.
Sure. Well, even though this project had been mined previously up till 2016, so fairly recently, the previous owners never did any drilling. They did basically their exploration by tunneling along the veins and sampling as they went. So we felt it was really important to get some drilling to give us additional data, improve the quality and quantity of the data that we have. In order to, evaluate the project going forward. So that was really the main reason. You know, we want to show that the deposit is open at depth, along strike, that we're hitting, new veins as well, because we've, there's indications that they are there. So really that was the focus of the first program.
Okay, so when you and I chatted last about this drill program back in early May, we discussed the division of this 5,000 meters, 4,000 meters at this main mine area, so in, around, and below the mine workings, and 1,000 meters to test an area to the east, so looking for some maybe new veins in that sense. Let's talk about some of that mineralization that the company hit below the historic mine workings. What's the significance of this mineralization?
Right. Well, I mean, the previous mining mostly occurred on two main veins. We refer to them as main veins, Doce de Mayo and Española, and then a little bit on a few other veins that kind of branch off one or the other. And the Doce de Mayo was developed down to the 670 level for most of it, although it's not all mined out. And then they started doing one level below that 640 level. And there was just very little work done there. Just that was right before they closed the mine down. So basically anything below those, 670 and 640 levels is what we were targeting on that side. Española actually wasn't mined as deeply. So with that one, there's even more depth potential there, just because there's more unmined levels above that. So that's basically what we were targeting. We were targeting to hit below those from surface and also see what we hit along the way in terms of those other subparallel veins. And so we were successful in doing that. We, the best intersection in Doce de Mayo was 2.6 meters of 995 grams per ton equivalent, including 0.4 meters of almost 5,000 grams per ton equivalent. And then that was right below some mine workings near the ramp on the western part of the mine. And then Española, again, we hit Española numerous times at depth, the best one being 1.2 meters of 1338 grams per ton silver, including 0.45 meters at 1158 grams per ton silver. So any time you're over, 500 grams, for us, that's a big win. That's means it's well above the average mine grade. So we like seeing that.
Now, David, let's also talk about the width of some of these results. We saw intersects up to 6.7 meters, quite a few in that 2 to 3 meter range as well. But you and I were chatting off mic, and some of these wider intercepts, they actually surprised you guys. Compare some of these intercepts, please, to what some of the historic mining and past results were on this project.
Right. So again, using what data we had available to us, which was the underground sampling, which there was, hundreds and hundreds of samples taken underground, but the thickest width they ever had was about 1.7, 1.8 meters, as I recall, definitely under 2 meters. And so when we were, hitting, intersections, you know, over 2 meters. I was just thinking about, you know, why that could be. And I think the reason actually comes down to the fact that the previous owners, with their sampling, they were limited by the width of the workings that they chose to do, and, you know, which was, you know, almost always 2 meters or less. And then, you know, because obviously if you think about in a tunnel, you can sample across the tunnel, but you can't go any further than that, than basically the left and right edge of your tunnel. And so they're missing mineralization that goes into the, you know, basically the hanging wall and the footwall. They also, I think, were very sort of visually driven. And you can get some significant, you know, it may be a little lower grade, but still significant mineralization, where you don't, it's not as sparkly. You don't necessarily see the ore minerals visually. And, you know, we're hitting some of that as well. So when you put those two factors together, in retrospect, it's not surprising that we're hitting these thicker zones. But it's obviously a very good sign that's going to give us some additional, you know, flexibility when we go back to mine Bethania in the future.
Okay. One other point to touch on regarding these results. Some of these new veins that you hit in these drill results, take us through the significance or any of the new veins that you want to highlight here.
Well, to be honest, we haven't named them all yet, but when we were drilling, you know, basically towards Española and towards Doce de Mayo, you know, two different, basically opposite directions, you know, we did hit several veins that we, you know, in some cases that we had not mapped, that we didn't know about. In other cases, they look like they line up with one of the other minor veins that we know about, like, for example, Carolina and Maria. Those are two veins that were in the, you know, the previous owner's historical resources, but in a very, very small tonnage. Maria was actually never mined. It was a vein that they discovered, but they never mined it. Carolina, they did, you know, a few stopes, but we were hitting it. It looks like we were hitting those veins in several holes, which is great. Means, you know, we can extend them along strike and at depth. And then we also hit a bunch of new mineralization that we've got to, you know, sort of start putting in our 3D model and figuring out where they go, if it's a brand new vein or if it's maybe a branch off of another vein. You know, the system overall is much more, you know, perhaps much more complicated than we previously knew about, but complicated in a good way, in the sense that there's, you know, these veins are sort of branching everywhere, and in between Española and Doce de Mayo, where we were drilling, and it looks like there's lots of you know, nice surprises that we're seeing there in terms of the drill intersections. So we're very excited. It's going to help us when we drill in the future, obviously, to go in and chase some of these new veins down, so that we can, you know, we can build some resources around them eventually. We may not be able to do that this time, you know, depending on how many pierce points we got, but definitely, just, you know, making those discoveries is great for Kuya.
So what comes next then here, David? After this initial 5,000 meter program, the company did just raise $9.2 million back at the end of May. So you're cashed up. What's that cash going to be used for? What's coming next?
Well, definitely Bethania will, you know, remain a big focus for us in terms of, you know, allocating capital in the second half of this year. And we do want to get back and do that phase two drill program, you know, on the back of these results and the data that we're collecting here. So we're going to, you know, take some time to digest and review the results, and then plan a really good program for the second half of the year. But while we're doing that, or before, at the same time as we're doing that, we're also going to do a lot of surface sampling. You know, we have a very good sort of, I think, ROI on surface sampling. It's a very low cost tool for us, and most of these veins come right to surface. So being able to, you know, map them and sample them at surface is a great tool for us for not only defining the veins that we know about in the Bethania mine area, but also, potentially new veins as well. So we'll be doing a lot of that in a lot more detail than we did earlier in this year. And we're going to do the same thing in terms of the sampling at Carmelita as well, because that's something, again, that we can, you know, kind of jump into pretty quickly and do pretty fairly soon. So there'll be a lot of that. We will do another drill program as well, And so we're going to be extremely busy at Bethania, between the main Bethania mine, Carmelita. There's going to be lots going on.
David, I want to ask you too about the new land package that was also acquired. That news was released on May 14th. 800 hectares of concessions, including an artisanal mine, the Carmelita mine. How does this acquisition fit into the strategy here for the company to move forward with exploration, but also having that whole mining potential?
Right. So yeah, I mean, so beyond the 800 hectares that we acquired, it was in three different properties that all joined together. There was a an kind of an artisanal or small mine there, and that's the Carmelita mine you mentioned. And we see that as a satellite deposit or project for the Bethania, Greater Bethania project. So we're from an operational point of view, we're just going to tie this right in with Bethania in terms of we'll use the same team and everything to explore it and develop it. And it's only 3 kilometers away from Bethania, and it's right along a valley. So it's on another hill that's nearby. And it's a other than that, it looks very similar to Bethania. It's definitely not been known or mined as much as Bethania, but if you look at the sort of the surface expression of the veins that the previous owners were mining, you can trace them for about 1 kilometer along strike on surface, which coincidentally that's about what we have at Bethania right now. If you go from the eastern edge of the Santa Elena vein to our mine portal on the western edge, it's about a kilometer. So in terms of the potential strike length of vein mineralization, we like that. I mean, it basically doubles what we've got at Bethania. Not as much is known about how deep Carmelita will go. It's not been mined as much, as I said, and we have not been able to get inside and do a lot of sampling there just because of we've got a overlay our own safety procedures before we go back in underground there, make sure that everything is safe and secure, up to our world-class standards of a public company, and so that's something we'll want to do in the near future as well.
Okay, so David, wrap us up then with news flow. What can investors expect out of the company now that this program is wrapped up, the drill results are out? What should everyone be watching out of the company?
Well, we probably the next results that we're going to have out for exploration results is going to be from the Kerr project in Ontario, Canada. We have all our assays in the lab right now, so although the turnaround in Ontario is slower than in Peru, so hopefully we'll have them all back by sometime in August. And then I think we'll probably be able to get back and start reporting results from Bethania pretty soon thereafter. Again, because we are planning surface sampling right away, and I think those will generate some interesting results in terms of new veins and also being able to get more definition on the lengths and thicknesses of some of those higher grade vein zones that we found with our prospecting earlier on in the year. And so we'd like to get results on that as soon as possible, and then that would lead into the second drill program.
Okay, David, thank you for the update. I appreciate taking the time shortly after these drill results have been released. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I'll get David to address those and also bring David back on the back of some more news. David, thanks again for your time. Have a great rest of your week and keep us up to date on future news.
Thanks a lot, Corey. It was really my pleasure to share these results with everyone.